So, all week we have been hearing in the daily Mass that Jesus is sending us out to go and preach the good news. Preach God's mercy, tell people about God's healing and forgiveness and all the wonderful things that God does. And he's telling them to do it in a very simple way. And you can hear that, that Jesus getting at that simplicity in today's reading, right? Don't bring anything with you. Nothing that is going to confuse you or the people that you're with. Just go out there and preach very simple what Jesus, what God can do for you, right? Heal the sick, visit the imprisoned and free them, right? Basically, it's the Beatitudes, right? Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek. That's what we've been hearing all week. And also during the week, we've been hearing the context in which this Jesus is telling his disciples and apostles to go out and preach. In other words, what was going on in the community, right? And through the week, it got a little bit stronger and stronger, right? And on Friday, it ends up where it's like, I didn't come to bring peace, I came to bring the sword, and it's going to be mother against daughter, father against son, and children are going to have their parents killed, all this kind of stuff. Does that sound like a time you want to live in, right? What's going on is also the institution, the religious and civic institutions in Jerusalem are starting to become corrupt and crumbling. So the people are, as you hear Jesus say in different places, the people are like sheep without a shepherd, right? They're lost. And it's in this context. The people are confused and tired and sick and all that kind of stuff that Jesus tells the disciples and the apostles to go out and preach love. Sound like a good plan on Jesus' part? So, now let's go back to Amos, right? Amos was sent to Israel to preach against the leaders of that community because they weren't taking care of the people that they were supposed to be taking care of. It's very similar to what was going on in Jerusalem at Jesus' time, right? Very similar. Now, let's bring that to, how do we bring that to today? So, in case you haven't noticed, as I like to say, we've had, this thing called COVID. Our country really changed at 9/11, and we've had a rough 20 years, and we've had a rough last year in particular. Does anybody disagree with me on that? Can you say it's been a rough time? All right, you'd be surprised. People yell at me because they, oh no, it's not that bad. I'm not kidding. All right. So, you too are probably experiencing discomfort, confusion, disappointment, and all those kinds of things. And into your life comes this message of Jesus' peace and healing and justice and all of that kind of stuff. Anybody ready? Just one, two, three. Okay, four, five. Okay, good. All right. Double hander back there. You're really ready. Okay, that's good, right? I think we all are, right? We all want that kind of security, knowing that we're going to be taken care of and it's a peaceful time, right? And that we have a God who is interested in us, right? So, I don't know what particular political party you belong to. I don't know whether you believe whatever you believe. I don't know what TV station you watch. I don't know all that. You do. And you can choose to go crazy with whatever station you watch and whatever political party you watch and stay in that fight and stay kind of rah. Or you can take Jesus' path, which lets go of all of that And what does Jesus teach us to do? Feed the poor. Help the poor. Be with the poor. How many times are the poor mentioned in the Gospels? Over and over. And Jesus says he has a particular care for the poor. Right? If you want to let go of all of that craziness and have some peace in your life, follow Jesus. Right? Follow his path. Take care of the poor. And it's not like it's, how would you put this? It's more than just an economic system taking care of the poor, right? It changes us. It changes our hearts. We become compassionate. God gives us mercy freely and unconditionally. And we're called to do the same to our brothers and sisters, right? Freely and compassionately, unconditionally, without counting the cost, right? Now, my job at Catholic Charities is basically to help the parishes learn about social morality. I'm a moral theologian. Right? So, and the particular kind of moral theology that I study is social morality. And I have a little bit of a passion for it because, I'll tell you a little personal story. So, in case you didn't notice, you may have heard me say something like, out about the house, right? So you might think, oh, this guy's from Canada. And if you thought that, you'd be right. Okay? So, I grew up in Windsor, Ontario. And like many people in the 60s and 70s, you know, my family kind of fell apart. My parents divorced, and it was just me and my mom in the 70s. The problem was my mother was schizophrenic, right? And she really didn't have the wherewithal to bring up a 14 and 15 year old boy, right? You can imagine how difficult that was for her. Well, thankfully, she got some help. And those people that helped her also realized that there was a 15-year-old boy there that needed help. So they saw to my needs as well. Now you can imagine what would have happened if I didn't get that help. Where do you think, what do you think could have happened to me? Right? All you have to do to see that is go to the other side of the track, so to speak, in any city. And you can see what happens when we neglect each other. Right? Some people, would want to say, we'll give your mother help, but we'll help her find a job. Now, my mother's schizophrenic. Do you think she could hold down a job? Absolutely not. So what good would it have done to make her go out and work and make her sicker because of the stress? What would have happened? We give without counting the cost. We're merciful unconditionally. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about just digging into your pockets and throwing money at right? That's not what I'm talking about. If you are being charitable and it appears that what you're doing is being taken advantage of, then you stop, but you don't give up on that person, right? You try to find another way to help. You give unconditionally without counting the costs, right? So it would be very easy to think, to look at our scripture today and see that, Amos was, preaching at a time when Israel was in trouble, the leaders were in trouble there, and we were, and then you can look at the Gospels and think about how, Jerusalem was falling apart. But that only happened in Jesus' time and Amos' time. It doesn't happen now, right? It would be very easy to think that way, and then we are free from the commitment of being a baptized Christian. So, saying that, how many of you here are baptized? All right? You're not baptized? Okay, good, you're baptized. I would say almost all of us, right? And when you're baptized, you are baptized as priest, prophet, and king, which means you have to do those jobs. So the job of a priest is to pray, is to reveal what is sacred in the world, right? To help people see what's sacred in the world. As a king or a queen, you're called to use your resources wisely. Now, here comes the social moral theologian in me, all right? So my dad, during the time when he was doing well, he owned a little business. It was called Goodwin Glass, Windsor, Ontario. And he made all of the car mirrors for Ford's, General Motors, and Chrysler's from 1955 to about 1973 when the Auto Pack came out and kind of destroyed the auto industry in Windsor and Detroit. But anyway, so it was a fairly decent business, right? We were living quite well. But, you know, his profit would kind of do this, right? Go up and down, right? And on the day, on the times when his profit went down, he didn't let people go. He took a cut in his profit. Now, that isn't to say that he was interested in making the company unprofitable. The sole purpose of owning a business, the sole purpose of a business is to serve the community. It's not to make money, as far as Catholics go. Yes, the company has to make money, but the bottom line is to serve the community. So you don't fire people if you don't have to. Does that make sense? I know this is the one of the things that people, Catholics, really don't like. They want to say, you know, profit is the bottom line, and it isn't. People come before money. We are charitable, we are merciful without cost. We don't count the cost. Obviously, the business has to stay profitable, right? So you're a good business person, but you balance that. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble, right? Does this make sense? Can you see how, you know, in Jesus' time and in Amos' time, there were tensions in the community, and Jesus' message and Amos' message caused trouble in the status quo. Catholic teaching, being a baptized Catholic, should also cause trouble in the status quo, right? Now, you're all baptized. I think all of you are baptized, or most of you, right? And as I said, you're baptized priest, prophet, and king. How many of you here are trained prophets? Well, I don't see any hands, right? So does that mean that you're off the hook when it comes to going out and being prophetic, going out and calling out when something is unjust in the community? No. Amos was in agriculture. God told him to go to Israel and preach, and he went. He wasn't prepared. He's in the Bible. How much more for you, right? How many of you want to be a prophet? How many of you want to go and call out injustice in the community? Nobody does. It's hard because you get yelled at, right? Right? It's not easy. But that's part of who we are. It's part of being a baptized Catholic, is to do that. And, you know, we don't do it in a way that we, you know, beat people over the head and anything like that. We do it in a big part in how we live, like St. Francis says, you know, that's a preach always, and when you don't, you know, use words when you have nothing else, right? There was one more thing I wanted to say, and I'm old and I need notes. Anyway, I can't remember what it was. Oh, I forgot it again. Oh well, that's life. Big city. So here we are. called to be priest, prophet, and king, called to stir up the community, but you know what? The good news is it brings freedom. It brings personal freedom, and it brings freedom in the community, and I think we're all ready for that.